morning.
Good morning.
Nice to hear a voice.
Hi.
I don't know how many people really received my email from through the company anyway.
I didn't get it from the company.
Yeah, it's not working properly right now. So, I just sent you in this morning for your call on Wednesday. I wanted to see what you wanted to cover.
Well, I just got off Ray's book call. I'm having faith that we will all know. We know what we need to do here. We just need to get back in the place of all believing that we can start making these changes. I guess I'm hoping we're starting taking baby steps here so that we can all kind of get our feet wet again. And
right. Yeah, that's why I thought we would try to cover everything all in one day. Well, get it all the basics covered this week, and then I won't have to hurry to the point chart, and then somebody, Martha Sue, I asked if she might do the measuring and that type of thing. Good morning, good morning. I do have two slides instead of just one. The second one will be the food chart. I'll just show it to you. My little food chart.
I just realized I'm not online, so.
Hop on, if you'd like. Everybody can pop on the WebEx if you'd like. I have two charts that we'll be covering today. And good morning, Mary Lou. Are you on the phone yet? Maybe not.
Monty's here.
Well, good morning, Monty. Glad to have you here. Very glad. And I do have a chart and a couple of on the WebEx. You want to pop on there? The same as always. Jack and Karen, are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Karen's not here yet.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I see you on the WebEx.
Hi,
okay.
It's Mary Lou. I'm here.
Yahoo, Mary Lou, yahoo. Glad to have you. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Could say who you are and where you're calling from. If you got the email blast of the company, I would be interested in knowing if anybody did.
It's Martha Sue. Well, I got your blast, but not from the company.
Okay.
Me too.
Martha Sue. Who is
Barbara Maurice in Wyoming. Didn't get it.
Barbara's on our team, Ruth.
Oh, okay. Well, how did you get it? How did you get the information, Jack?
I got it from you.
Oh, you got it, yeah, in the group list for the
yes.
Support team here in Northwest Planning Team. Okay, great.
I hope it's okay.
It's just fine with me. Just fine with me, yes. There's no problem at all. We got some really good fans we ran a program before who were crosswise. So good morning, everyone. Let's go ahead and get started. And I'm Ruth Williams, and you already know that because you had to get an email from me. And so we're excited to get this started again. It seems like it worked so well for people in the past. And the first thing we would do each morning when we get on the program will be to report the points because we want to be a perfect 10. And I know I need to get back on this because it makes so much difference in the way I feel when I eat properly. And I think I'll just bop right down here to the food chart. I was looking for a food chart, and I figured that when I found one, I was going to put a block like this, blue one with a water on the bottom. And I went, Bing Clip Art is my favorite clip art place. And so I went on there, and I went through all these charts, and they were just all upside down with all the bread and everything on the bottom. And so I was trying to find out if anybody had finally turned the food chart around, and I found this one already had the water on it. And so that was really great. And I thought it was really interesting that pretty soon I found it again, and it was the, said it was the food, Dr. Sears, zone block chart for inflammation. And I'd already decided that I was going to go with teaching about inflammation because, as we have done for all these years, is talk about the wanting to reverse the disease statistics and of the chronic diseases, and then finding that they were all had a common denominator that was inflammation. Well, more successful in talking about reversing inflammation, and so and here I find that the very lifestyle program we were following and the food aspect of it was from the Zone Diet. I was really excited. I felt very inspired then because I had whenever I started thinking about doing this and I was just about ready to give up on it, I would keep going back to, you know, we were really pretty successful. I thought we were successful. Maybe a couple of you would like to talk about the success you did have when we were following the lifestyle program, which is based on the food box that Dr. Sears did with his own diet. So can we have a couple of people share how it went with for you on that program?
Well, I think we need to hear from Martha Sue first because she just did a fantastic job. But maybe I should go first. This is Mary Lou, and I absolutely loved it. I thought it was very, very simple. I felt it was very healthy, and I lost weight. But not only that, all my numbers at the doctors, cholesterol, A1C, all those things were all in line for a healthy person. So I'm excited that we've got this back here. So.
Yes,
Martha Sue, okay. Where is she?
She's here. I heard her.
I'm here. I was laughing, and I'm driving. I apologize for the road noise, but I was laughing about how this is really life-changing. And it's a lifestyle, but it's life-changing if you will let it be, because you get out of your own comfort zone. When there's a need, if you get out of your comfort zone, your life will change. And that really is what happened. I called in one morning, been on the lifestyle before, and life changing, and had gotten off. And I was really in trouble. And I called in one morning, the call was almost over, and when Ruth heard my name, she said, "Oh, it's so good to hear you." And it was like there was a umbilical cord reached out to me. It was just this lifesaver that was thrown out to me. And for, gosh, probably almost a year, I wore a measuring tape around my neck. And I did that everywhere I went. It certainly was an attention getter, but I did it because if somebody walked in, "What are you doing? Why are you wearing this measuring tape? Or do you make clothes?" "No." And I would hand them the end of the tape, and I would step backwards to show them the number of inches that I'd lost in X number of months. And the really... Now you add up the inches, we have a measuring chart and a measuring diagram, and so I tallied every, you know, like you use a quarter of an inch here and a half an inch here and a quarter of an inch here, and I tallied up all the inches, and when my inches surpass my height, I'm 5'7", and when it surpassed my height, it was amazing. Little bitty changes that you make in your life to be accountable to yourself. And I'm so excited to be back in the middle of this because I actually started again last week And so tomorrow, the day that I lead on the call, is my Terrific Tuesday. And that's the day that I will weigh and measure again once a week. And I name the day that I weigh and measure. And so it's Terrific Tuesday. And so I look forward to getting on the scale and measuring to see whether I've lost a quarter of an inch over my whole body or a half an inch or 2 inches. And if you do what Bruce lays out for you, it will blow your mind how many inches that you lose over the last, I guess we kind of got away from doing the calls in about 2006, 2007, I guess. And so I put on probably 15, 20 pounds from what I got to at that bottom weight. And so I'm really excited about not just getting to that weight where I got before, but getting to where I want to be and setting a realistic goal. You know, I set a goal of losing a pound a week. And if I do that, and that's a lifestyle change, then I'll be able to really make a difference in my life. And so I'm really excited. Thank you, Ruth, for putting this back together. And I'll be on in the morning for Terrific Tuesday. Anybody else that wants to weigh and measure? And you haven't sent out that chart. If you don't have it, I'll send it to you.
I would appreciate that. I think I have one that's all marked up from when I was using it, and I never did have one. I don't have one without it. So that would save me some time, and then I can put it up, and we'll put it on the website.
Okay. I'll send it today.
All right. Now, all you people who have joined us on the call, I do have a WebEx. We have a chart up, and we're going to go back and look at another chart. It will be our point chart that Martha Sue is talking about, the points and the measuring, and she's going to be our measuring guru, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow. So we again welcome all of you on the call. And so now we're going to look at the 10-point chart for you to be a perfect 10 and have the perfect health style and make those perfect choices. You're going to want to set a goal to get 10 points a day. And so I hope that you're able to get on here and you can follow along. This chart will go on, hopefully if Dennis can get this on today, I'm quite sure he can, put this on Why Be Hurting Today. And so the 10 points are, number one here at the top, PyMag water, 8 ounce servings. And that is based on half of your weight in ounces. Someone would like to explain that. I never did explain that very well. Mary Lou?
Yeah, I'll be happy to. If you take your weight and divide it in half, that's the number of ounces that we're supposed to drink in a day. That'll help us to clean out the toxins and everything and just help our skin be more healthy and everything. So you take your weight and divide that in half, and that's the number of ounces that you should drink a day. And I, from Mary Spader, got the little nugget or whatever. I set my pennies on the counter, and I move them from one side to the other to help me keep track throughout the day.
So you remember how many you've had. How many
glasses? That's right.
One penny per 8 ounces?
Yes. If my glass happens to be a 20-ounce glass, I'll just put the number of pennies down that, you know, I would need for for the day.
If my glass is a 16-ounce glass, well, then I get to either move 2 pennies or have my 1 penny equal the 16-ounce.
Correct.
I probably would want to still have the 8 pennies so that I could move 2 at a time. Then I feel like I accomplished more.
Hey,
okay.
Bruce, what is your password, the meeting password?
It's numeral 4 and success, capital S-U-C-C.
Numeral 4 and what?
Success.
Oh.
With a capital S only.
Okay. The second point is NECAN sleep. And hopefully you have a NECAN sleep system. If you don't have your sleep system yet, we certainly encourage you to get one. Maybe if you don't have it yet, you can sleep at least on the king seat, which some of us do when we're traveling, and which convinced Karen Eastwood, who is just now speaking, to get into NECAN to begin with. Okay, the exercise one is one I want to point out here, because I have what we did before is exercise 30 minutes, and I remember somebody, because they're going to be walking in for 30 minutes at a good clip, and doing the best that you can, and I have some exercises down through here that may use to add up to your 30 minutes, because I have found, for me anyway, that if I exercise before I eat, then my body isn't trying to digest my food and use its energy there, and exercise at the same time, and so that feels better and safer. But also, it increases your metabolism, so your body gets its metabolizing up from just exercising, and so then it is utilizing it and metabolizing the meal that you're going to eat. And so I think you lose weight better. And the one I think is most effective is down here, is exercise 5 to 15 minutes before bedtime. And some people think, well, you're supposed to quiet down. Well, I get in bed, then I'm going to read for a little bit anyway. That makes me go right to sleep. But I think that increases my metabolism, so I think I always lose a little bit more if I'm always trying to lose a pound before I go to bed. And the other thing is that I think I sleep better. It circulates and gets your blood circulation going better and everything, and so I think that's the most important one is this one down here before bed. And so, and the other thing is, some people like to go out and go for a 30-minute walk, and that's great. But I'm very impatient, I think. I like to do a short exercise. And I've read at least one person whose opinion was it was more effective that to have a few minutes of exercise many times a day than one big one. Monty, if you would share when you started, before you started the lifestyle program, you talked about, well, what if you couldn't walk very far or something? And I thought that was a really good point. Would you like to tell us that?
Yeah, because of my health and weight and physical conditioning, which was, I considered zilch, that I couldn't. So basically what I did was at that particular time just put on my cardio strides and walked as far as I could in my home, which wasn't that far. And I just did that on a daily basis and continued to do it. And then I just kind of took the advantage of the cardio strides and stood and did lifted my legs and did things like that with that extra weight that the cardio strides put on. And basically, what happened is I eventually, over time, build up to where it wasn't a problem to go out and move around for 30 minutes at a time wearing the cardio strides. So wherever you are in the physical structure of your own physical body, you can basically just start anywhere. You can almost even start sitting in a chair if your physical condition isn't really that good. But the key is once you get it started and you get on the lifestyle program, and you continually do it on a daily basis, your physical structure will build, and that's where the exercise is important, and of course, the metabolism. And also remember that in this particular program, everything is a choice and a lifestyle, and because of some choices that I've made in whatever, my life in the last few years, those choices weren't properly, and it's just glad to be back on the program and get back to where I was.
Great. Thanks a lot. We love having you on the call. Okay, then we have the nutritionals, and I have a list of some of them. I have the body balance, though, highlighted, and we use a program different from the zone program, and that especially for people who are trying to lose weight, they would take two shakes a day with a protein shake, and Tim, are you on the phone?
Good morning.
You have been using two shakes, you told me, and you lost a little weight. Would you like to tell us about your weight loss and how long that took you to do that, and then what you're using for a food program?
Nikan, humans being more. Gosh, I think it was a couple of years ago. Is it humans being more? And of course, goal setting. And so I said I'd lose more weight. Nikan gave me the vehicle to lose the weight, body balance. First thing in the morning when I get up, I run off to the refrigerator and take a swig of Siaga, and then go back to the bedroom and get ready for the day, and then come out into the refrigerator and grab some liquid. I'm using almond milk right now, but I throw that in the blender, and then throw in the Jade, and then the Body Balance, and three scoops of Body Balance, and that's breakfast along with all the Nikan vitamins, except I guess Clarity, which I'm going to start on that now. but anyway, that's breakfast, and then if I get hungry in the morning, which isn't very often, maybe close to noon, I have a swig of Bergastol, and then for lunch is the same thing, same routine, Jade and Body Balance and all the vitamins. And then for dinner is like usually a grilled chicken, plain baked potato, simple salad, and green beans. I was almost 313 pounds, and I was 313 pounds, and now I'm 185 pounds.
Awesome.
What was really nice about it is I have I do it every day. Well, maybe on the weekend sometimes if I'm away, I might miss the lunch, you know. That's it. It works. Oh, it works. Nikan gave me the vehicle.
Fantastic.
Humans being more gave me the motivation. But, well, Kara, one thing is I have a little hobby. I umpire softball games. And this last summer, or Labor Day weekend, if I hadn't lost the weight and gotten in better shape, I'd have never been able to umpire and at the championship tournament. So, anyway, you just feel a whole lot better. You're tremendous, everything.
Wow.
That's what I do.
Here's for Tim.
Yay, Tim!
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. It works.
All right.
It's easy. For me, I needed something very simple, and it's simple.
I got to ask you. This is Martha Sue. I got to ask you something. How many different umpire uniforms did you have to go through to make that change?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How many different umpire uniforms did you have to change with that?
Tons of clothes that are way too big these days. Yes, tons of clothes that are way too big. I have to buy whole new uniforms over this year. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got to move along because we have only 10 minutes left. okay. So the journaling is a matter of just checking these off. Here's your glasses of water up here in the Pine Mag water. You can just check them, or you can do it. Some people will have it handy where they can check, use their chart to check off throughout the day, and some will maybe just do all the journaling in the evening. And so, but there's your journal line, and you get 1 point for journaling. So that's one of the points. See, those are little numbers. Those are the points. And then here's the breakfast shake. Now, if a person is wanting to lose weight, or just get started, and it's easy to get started if you do just like Tim said, and do the shake and the nutritionals to begin with,
then one of the things that we had was a snack, or a couple of snacks. A snack in the afternoon, three or four almonds, and we'll talk about the snack a little bit more later. But whatever you eat, you want it to be low carb. And another thing that we can talk about is, especially if people have any aches or low energy, aches and pains and that type of thing, is to get yourself to go gluten-free for about 3 months. It takes you, if you're having a gluten problem and you can't really find out by testing, you have to do it by the diet. And so even getting off for 1 month is usually not enough to know for sure. You'll probably have some indication after a month, but if you go with gluten-free, that means you would not, doesn't mean you necessarily don't eat bread. You just don't eat bread made out of wheat. You don't use rye, and you don't use barley. And that includes, of course, all the spaghettis and all those kind of things. Now they have a lot of gluten-free things, but I would recommend that you do go gluten-free. And that's pretty much an inflammatory thing that will go along with an inflammation diet. You want to, if you are having any aches and pains or tiredness or some kind of problem, thinking, clarity and thinking, go gluten-free for at very least a month, but preferably about 3 months, and then see how you feel if you go back on it. But like I'm gluten-free, and the doctor that I go to said that you can't even eat a pinhead of gluten because it will stick with you for like a month and make a difference. But I think that's if you're really very, very severe. Now, before they talked about having oatmeal. Oatmeal is really not a gluten food. It is then just processed where they process the other grains. I guess one other one, spelt is a wheat product, so spelt is another one that you do not use if you're going gluten-free. And so when you're thinking about your carbs, we'll look at that other chart shortly and see how few of them you should have in the other chart. And especially like Tim, he's having a potato and some protein and some salad, and you notice he didn't say bread. If you're having a potato, that's going to be plenty of your carbs for you, and then your other vegetables. Okay, so then the low-carb dinner. We talked about that. That's another point. And then you can have a snack at bedtime. Again, you can have, one of the things I do is sometimes we have some salmon and then I have it left over. And so I have just a little piece of salmon for these snacks for the protein part. Another thing I do is I hard boil eggs. And use those like a lot of times for snack or even for my breakfast. You can eat one egg is one block, and so we'll go into the blocks a little bit more when I get the block chart all finished, and we'll probably do that on Thursday. But for now, if you just divide up your plate into thirds, your protein, your carbs, and your fat would be a skinny one. Fill up your plate with salad and do something similar to what Tim talked about, and then you'll get pretty close. Also, we'll have Martha Sue talking to you about it on Tuesday, and Mary Dean on Wednesday. Monty will be on Friday, and I'll still open for someone on Thursday, or else I will because I got that food chart, and then next week we'll. And we'd also like some of you that have been on the calls before and done this to partner up with us so that we have a couple of us available on each of our days so that we have partners doing them. So if you'd like to partner up, and what email me and give me the day that you'd like to do that. So, okay. Any other tips that, especially you people who have done this before, if you'd like to just give a tip.
Well, this is Mary Lou, and one thing that was really important for me, and don't get wrapped your, don't get scared about this, but I would just journal how I felt. There where you've got the journaling, the important thing is to make sure you've got those 10 points or the 9 other points and then the one for the journaling. But I also just would put, you know, tired or extra energy or something. And it was great because then I knew exactly what my body was absolutely loving. Lots of energy. Oh, one other thing, when you said that about the barley, if you were going to go gluten-free, I'm sure everybody on the call realizes that our barley green is that it's fine to take if you're gluten-free because it's the young barley grass, correct, Ruth?
That's right, not the green.
Okay.
Good, I'm glad you brought that up. All right, now then a book I recommend that you might like to read is Scientific Health Methods and Reverse Aging. The name of the book is Reverse Aging by Tang Wang. I think he must have been one of the first persons, in this country, that brought to our realization the pH factor of the foods. So let me show you, I want to show you this other chart. Some of you didn't see it. The health style or lifestyle food pyramid. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, when there was only a couple of people on the call, I was looking in my Bing clip art place for a food pyramid, and of course, all this bottom part was almost all of them was filled up with all the carbohydrates and bread and all the stuff that you should eat the most of was bread, and you know, so they probably 90% of them at least were that way. And so I was looking for one that maybe had finally turned it around, and I found one, and it even had this water on the bottom. I was hoping to find one, and then I was going to put water on the bottom, but it's already done. And then a little bit later, I found it, and it said, zone inflammatory diet, anti-inflammatory rather. And I was so excited because I couldn't figure out how to do this program other than with the block Dr. Barry Sears zone diet, which works so well for us, and to realize that it was actually anti-inflammatory, if you follow it and eat the best foods, it's an anti-inflammatory diet. So I was very excited about that because it seems to me that the zone diet is one that is clear, especially with the chart that Shar Rogers made, and it also, so we're taking that chart, and I'm going to be coloring it so you can see both the pH and the carbs or the best foods on the different ones. What I think about this program is that it is a basic program. It's middle of the road program, so that if you wish to eat vegan style or vegetarian style, you can do that. So you can, it's flexible. So I'm very excited about it. Couple of things, and I thought, well, we're going to do this, so happy starting day, and thanks for joining us today, and our time is up, and so tomorrow morning you'll be led by Martha Sue Yeary. I'll be on the call and listening to Martha Sue as well, so I do want it to be interactive.
Thanks so much, Ruth, for starting it over again.
Hi, you're welcome.
In the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Bye-bye. Ruth.
Yes?
Your block, the journaling chart, is already up on your webpage. It's underneath Ruth's presentation.
Okay, it's probably the old one.
Oh, is it?
Basically, it's the same, except it's just a lot cleaner. This one's cleaner.
Okay. And then you're going to be putting the block chart up there, because that's the one that really helped me when I got started.
Yes, I certainly will. I've got to color it. My daughter put it together, but we had to redo it and get into something that we could use on the web, on the internet.
Okay.
We just had copies.
Okie dokie.
And Char didn't have them either. Okay.
Okay.
So
thank you.
I'm going to be coloring it up.
Good. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye.